Good evening. Let's start off with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to all gather here tonight and worship and praise for you. Help my words to be guided by you, dear Lord, and for me to say what it is you want me to say, and just be with us the rest of the night and help us to remember all your blessings for us, dear Lord, and help us to be servants like you would have us to be. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So tonight's sermon is going to be on faith, but I just wanted to start off with a little something about miracles. There is some debate whether or not miracles still exist today, whether or not after a certain point they just went away, I guess. But I just wanted to let everybody know that no longer believes in miracles, that Clarice and I got married 3 weeks ago, and if you know either one of us, you know it's a miracle on my part. So, yeah, that's, miracles still exist. Yeah. The couch is pretty comfortable at our house, so. Anyway, starting off with faith in God, it's something that most of us know pretty well about, but maybe not everybody. Just to start off with faith, you know, it sometimes can be looked at kind of more of as a noun, just sort of like just belief. But as most of us know, it's not just believing. In Hebrews, faith is said that it is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. However, in James, it says, what good is it, brother, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So, by reading that, we can all see that faith is not just believing or even trusting in something. In fact, faith is something that we need to display by our actions for it to be true faith. As we could see, even the demons believe that there is a Christ, but they are demons. So blind faith, though, is something that I don't think is good because it basically gives you the right to believe whatever you want and be justified for it. Here in the church, I think that if you do have faith, but you are believing because maybe you grew up in the church or because somebody told you about it and you read it, I think that we have a responsibility to dig a little deeper than that because that could happen with any religion. Somebody could bring you somewhere, you could be raised in any congregation, and you believe it, everybody around you believes it, and it's great to believe, but why do you believe that? Why? What is behind it? And a lot of why I believe has to do with, you look at the Old Testament and historically what all that means and the prophecies that lead up to it and lead up to Christ's birth. And there's several reasons. That's not what the sermon is about tonight. But if you do believe just on blind faith, where you just say, this is what I believe, and I think that maybe you owe it to yourself to dig a little bit more and decide why it is you believe what you believe and why this is a credible faith here, being a Christian, because I believe it is. But I think we all should decide for ourselves and look at that for ourselves. Anyway, so for faith, we all have faith here, anyone who says that they're a Christian. But not all of us have the deeds to go along with it, and it's impossible to be perfect all the time. We all make mistakes. But how do we really get in touch with our faith? And how do we allow somebody who has never heard the word to believe and to have faith? And it all begins with the Bible. Without the word of God and knowing the word of God, as somebody who's never been in the church, without having that, you won't have faith because you won't know what it means to have faith and you won't know God, you won't know Christ. So not only is that good for new Christians or those who have never heard the word, but it's also important for us to know as current Christians in the word. It's good to go back and really study the word. And my last sermon, I tried to harp on that, why it's important to really study the word, because that is our way of really communicating that in prayer, communicating with the Lord today, seeing how we can't just call him up on our cell phones, which would be awesome. See how God's doing. Maybe text him nowadays. Skype, but I don't think that he would do that. It had to do with the Moses, and you can't see his face, because anyway. Really we need to all help each other by surrounding ourselves with the word, and that's one way to help build our faith, and to practice deeds. Those are two things that will help us all grow in our faith. Moving on a little bit to what comes out of faith, because there's a lot of examples in the Bible that we as groups study that have to do with faith and what comes out of having faith in God, that I think we might confuse ourselves and maybe others sometimes, which is why I want to talk about it a little bit. First off, let me just start off by saying that a lot of you have met him, but if you haven't, I have a best friend. His name is Colin O'Neill. And one thing that I learned by hanging out and spending time with Colin is that no matter what happened, everything is going to be just fine. Because that's what Colin says. So it didn't matter what crazy shenanigans were going on, everything's going to be just fine, guys. So basically it gave us the a pass to do whatever we wanted because everything's going to be just fine. And it's true. Everything always was just fine whenever I would hang out with him. A couple examples of things that you might find yourself saying, don't worry, everything will be just fine, is if you're having a wedding and the week before the wedding you don't know where the food's going to come from, don't worry, it'll be just fine. Maybe if you're trying to travel cross country to live away from your home for the first time and you have no idea how you're going to get there, don't worry, it'll be just fine. You might have lost your two front teeth and have a serious infection now and have no way to pay for it at all. It'll be just fine, guys. Don't even worry about it. There's a passage that kind of supports what I'm trying to say here. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, 25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I found that that was kind of what was happening in my life, saying, don't worry. And it does happen in my life. And I've read this verse before whenever I've spoken, and it's because I love it. Because worrying is never fun. And any of you who worry a lot, you know that it's not fun at all. And this is very comforting because this is telling us that if we have faith in God, that everything will be just fine, then it will be. So one thing, though, I do kind of think about, though, is this saying that I shouldn't put money away for retirement? You're probably not going to like to hear me say that. Mom, she's like, put it away! Should we not have insurance on our houses or cars? You should, because it's the law, but is that a waste of money? Should we be using that money to donate or do something else with? Is that what it's saying? I actually had to ask myself these things because I'm wondering, because it says do not worry about what you're going to eat. So when you go to the grocery store, only buy for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. There will be food in the fridge. Hopefully. It seems like the gospel is asking for us to be downright irresponsible. Maybe it's an excuse. Mom, trust me. The Bible says it'll be just fine. That's why I didn't make the bed. It does in several places say that we need to give our money to the poor and to widows and orphans and people who need it. And I can tell you there's a lot of people that need our money more than we do. So is that saying that money that you're putting away every single month, maybe you should be sending it off? Maybe. Who knows? We all have it a lot better off than we think we do. It's hard to really see it. I was actually thinking about today because being in a third world country, you see how poor everyone is. And everyone's home security is broken glass on their walls. They don't have, I was going to say the name of one of those home securities, but I can't think of any. But, they get the signs in the yard. They don't have that. They got glass on their walls. Like, you'd want to steal anything from their hut anyway. That's just the difference, We live in a society, in a place where it's like, well, we got to have lots of money, and even if we don't think it's a lot of money, it's a lot compared to some. So, who knows? When I looked into this a little bit more, I don't think it's telling us that we're not supposed to buy groceries for the whole week or to save money for retirement. While I do think it is important that we look at the money that we do have and we do make sure to give some to the church and the orphans and widows and whoever else we can donate money to, I think that is important, but I don't think that this is saying just live for today and don't worry about anything else. It doesn't matter. You don't need insurance. It's just saying that if you don't have insurance and you want insurance, don't worry about it. It'll be just fine, guys. Sorry if I say that a lot. It'll be just fine. The sermon will be over soon. It'll be just fine. I think a lot of us do have worries that we're not giving up to God, and it's because it's hard to. It's hard whenever you have a credit card payment that's due and you don't have the money for it. How do you not worry about something like that? I don't know. It's tough. The only way I can think is lifting up your problems to God and having faith that it'll be worked out. It says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." You pray about it too, it looks like. Although, I prayed and believed really hard, I still didn't win the lottery last time. Maybe he's just fibbing to us a little bit there? No, I don't think so. But I do think that there are lots of examples in the Bible where we look at people who had faith and they triumphed. If you look at Gideon, he had a big army. He had to go to war, if you've never heard the story. And God said, you don't need those people. You don't need those ones either. You can get rid of those ones. And whittled down his army to just a little bit of people. But he trusted in God. And lo and behold, he won the fight. He had faith in God and came out on top. There were several examples. Let's go one more in the Old Testament where you look at Abraham and Isaac. He had faith in God. God said, sacrifice your only son, the one you've been wanting for so long. He couldn't have kids, and then he had this miraculous baby, and then God's like, all right, go and sacrifice him. And he went up and got ready, and then God said, okay, no, just kidding. He had faith, though, and he prospered because of it. There was a woman who touched Jesus' cloak. This is the New Testament now. Can't tell me, oh, that's just Old Testament stuff. No, it's in the New Testament, too. Even if you look at Paul, he had a lot of faith. He just went wherever, and was on a ship that crashed, and he was just like, guys, it's cool, don't worry, and he was fine. There was a man with a sick child, and he said, he told Jesus, hey, if you tell me my kid's well, then I'll believe it. You don't need to come to my house. And he said, wow, you have great faith. And guess what? His kid was healed. So we look at all these things, and it's almost like, like I said a little bit earlier, it seems to take a little bit of the responsibility off of us. If you look at it, you go, wow, look at you have great faith, and good stuff's going to happen one way or another. So I'm going back to Oklahoma in a couple months. I'll just quit my jobs because it'll work out. I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think it takes away our responsibilities to do our jobs and do our stuff. But we should have faith that things will work out, though. I want to look at Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 34. This is part of the Peter walking on water to Jesus. At this point, they'd already seen Jesus out walking on the water. And Peter says, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said, that being Jesus. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. When they had crossed over, they landed in Gennesaret. And when the men that had of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. So I've heard a lot of lessons on this, and this is kind of why I wanted to talk about this tonight, about faith. Because we hear a lot of this in church. If you have faith, things will happen. And I've heard a lot of times this has been dissected, and what happened? Why did Peter begin to sink? Well, he lost faith. He didn't think he was going to stand up. He saw the wind and the waves. And then some people say, no, no, he took his eyes off of Jesus. That's what we're supposed to get out of this. Keep your eyes on Jesus and you will not sink. And then afterwards, you even have it where right afterwards he gets on land and people are touching his cloak and getting healed, displaying great faith. But I think that this sometimes can get us in a little bit of trouble, because sometimes those who display great faith have bad stuff happen to them. And we all talk about it in church and say, well, have great faith and it'll be just fine. But guess what? It's not always just fine. It's kind of a little bit rough. If you think about all the apostles, nearly every single one of them was killed because of their faith. You think about, that's happened to a lot of people. A lot of homes have been destroyed. A lot of good people have had their houses foreclosed on. They've lost everything. There's been families that have been destroyed. And people look and they say, what? I had great faith. What happened? This isn't just fine. My whole family's gone. Or whatever the case may be. Bad stuff. And I think this is where we set everyone up, where we go, if you have faith, it'll be just fine. And that's what we always talk about. And you know what? There is truth in that, that things will be okay. But guess what? There are those times where bad stuff happens. And we need to know that. And if you are a new Christian and you don't know this, it's something that you need to know, that it's not because God is punishing us or anything like that. It's just we live this life on earth, and sometimes because of the evilness of everything around us, there can be bad stuff that happens. Now that I've thoroughly ruined the mood for everyone, move on a little bit. You might be saying now, well, I was feeling good, and now I don't really want to have any faith at all, because what's the point? And I get that, because what I said. But we're called to have faith, number one, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. This life here on earth is short, and it might not feel that way. Some of you getting older in age, I see Bruce nodding his head, not that you're getting older. You say, yeah, life is short. But whether or not you think it's short or not, compared to eternity, it's pretty short. Not speaking from experience, but I can tell you, it's pretty short. So what happens after this life here on earth? Eternal life. If you have faith in God, you're promised eternal life in heaven with Him. And people, we talked about this the other day in one of our classes. What is your vision of heaven? To me, so spectacular, I don't even try to fathom it. It's like, well, how great could it be? I just think about what is the best thing that I could possibly imagine, and then it's better than that. So I don't even know how to experience that. And that's how he says it's going to be. Number two, I believe that having faith, while not everything will work out or go the way you think it will, one thing we always have power over is transforming our own minds. What I mean by that is this. If I have faith that we're going to make it back to Oklahoma, me and my new wife, we're going to make it back out there. It'll be just fine. But guess what? Something happens. Something bad happens. We have to stay out here. Guess what? I can still say it. It'll be just fine. Because I can transform the way I think. With God's help, with my faith in Him, I can say, you know what? Whatever life throws my way, I still have Him here. I still have God. I still have the lamb that was slain for me, still there. He didn't go anywhere. Guess what? Bad stuff happened in my life that I didn't like, but guess what? Yeah, he's still there. You can still have faith that after all the pain and suffering, if that's what life is, some people, that's what life is, it's pain and suffering. After that's all done, we're promised an eternity in heaven. I think that it is okay to say it'll just be all right. It'll be just fine. Because it will be. Whatever bad stuff happens, if anything bad has happened to anybody out there, we all want to help you out. We all want to be what God wants us to be, and I'll gather around you and help you out in any way that we can, because that's what we're called to do. But in any case, I just want to just talk, just before I close, you might have heard of Viktor Frankl, some of you. I'm pretty sure Jim has talked about him a couple times. He was put in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. I can't remember if he was I think he was a psychologist. Let's get those two confused, psychiatrist. But I think he was a psychologist. At any rate, his family, if at least most of it, if not all of it, was killed. And he had everything taken from him, everything. His clothes, his health. Everything. He didn't have any freedoms. He couldn't do what he wanted, when he wanted, ever. He couldn't choose when he wanted to eat. He couldn't choose when he wanted to sleep, when he wanted to rest. He had nothing, but he did have one thing. This is what he said in one of his books. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Guys, no matter what happens, we can always decide how we want to react to it. You know what? With faith in God, we really can move mountains. I hope that tonight hasn't been discouraging in any way. I didn't mean for it to be. I meant for it to be uplifting, because in faith, we can do everything, even if bad stuff happens. In saying that, I want to say that if you have not experienced God's love, or you have questions, or if you want to take the next step or learn more about anything, if you want to get baptized, you're welcome to come forward. There will be somebody up here to talk with you. You can do it now while we stand and sing, or you can do it after services. Either way. Anyway, while we stand and sing.